back in the early part of the century, I would say back in the 30s, they used to run a train every day from Springfield. People would come down here and pull line fish. And also we had up here along Quiver Beach, every one of these houses up here was summer residents. For people from Chicago, St. Louis, all over. These houses was all built out here on the beach for that purpose. Summer homes and hunting lodges, that's all they were. That's the reason none of them is insulated. A lot of them built out of orange crates too. This place used to be a booming town back in the early part of the century of tourists, hunters, fishermen, gamblers. It used to be wide open. Havana used to, up until 1954, when they come in, destroyed the slot machines, crap tables. It used to be wide open. We met Cat House in Havana. Yeah. No, it used to be a very lively town. There used to be a lot of tourists. In fact, I would say that Havana back then made most of its money from tourists coming here for the recreation that the river provided. And the river provided a lot of recreation then. You wanted to fish, you caught fish. You wanted a duck hunt, you hunted, you shot ducks. And like I said, it was gambling. They used to come out of Chicago, even some of your gangsters. When you come to Havana for recreation, you got it. Anything you wanted.